Things have been pretty good for deer hunters in Unit 4 for at least the past decade, as deer populations have rebounded to near carrying capacity for the three major islands comprising the unit, Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof, which are often called the ABC Islands. This is a change from 2006 through 2008, when harsh winters with especially high snowfalls dramatically affected deer populations. Fish and Game beach surveys in the spring of 2007 recorded roughly 4 winter kill deer carcasses per mile of shoreline, and the ABC Islands have many miles of shoreline. Kevin Meyer, who proposed the bag limit reduction, was aware of this history as well as where things stand now. If anything, his proposal was an effort to nudge the Board of Game to think more broadly about changes happening in the ecosystem and to manage Southeast Alaska's now abundant deer population with caution.
We're facing incredibly uncertain climate and economic futures, and we owe it to our children and future Alaskans to make conservative decisions. Although I've spent most of the last 20 years in the Southeast, I grew up in Washington State, where I watched dramatic fisheries declines happen in my lifetime. I'm in Alaska in no small part because of abundant fishing opportunity, and I'm hopeful you make decisions that help us avoid the disastrous fate of much of our hunting and fishing opportunity in the lower 48.
Meyer sits on the Juneau Fish and Game Advisory Committee, but offered the proposal as an individual. He told the board that he personally would be unaffected by the bag limit reduction since he didn't have a large enough boat to hunt in the ABC Islands. In fact, he said his position on his own proposal was neutral. Unit 4 Area Management Biologist Steve Bethune suggested that many more hunters would also be neutral, as a very small percentage ever filled all 6 tags after the bag limit was raised from 4 to 6 in 2019.
We found that between 2019 and 2021, under this new bag limit, we had an average of 30 non-federally qualified hunters who took 5 deer and 29 non-federally qualified hunters who took 6 deer. And this averages out to about 88 additional deer per year. It's about 1 to 1.5% of the annual harvest.
Non-federally qualified hunter is government speak for sport hunter, or in the case of Unit 4, hunters from Juneau. Every other community on Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands is a federally qualified subsistence community. Hunters in these towns, including Hoona, Angoon, and even Sitka, have always been able to take 6 deer and also have an extra month of hunting in January on federal lands. So, in a nutshell, 97% of sport hunters are taking 4 deer or less in Unit 4. Why not make that the bag limit? Possibly because it sends the wrong message to the federal government. This is biologist Steve Bethune again.
The 4 deer bag limit is adequate for most non-federally qualified hunters. However, 6 deer is sustainable and provides an additional opportunity. So it's going to be fully up to you all on the Board of Game to decide if you want to make changes on the state side to try to influence the Federal Subsistence Board.
The Federal Subsistence Board meets at the end of the month in Anchorage and will weigh in on several proposals about deer hunting on the ABC Islands, most notably a proposal that would close several major drainages on Admiralty Island to sport hunting during the month of November, the peak deer hunting season, in order to provide more access for subsistence hunters. In a relationship that is murky at best, the Federal Subsistence Board relies heavily on research from the State Department of Fish and Game, but sets policy based on different priorities. Often, federal and state regulations overlap, but there is always a possibility that they could conflict. Paul Johnson, a well-known hunting guide based out of Chichagof Island, also put in a proposal to cut back the Unit 4 bag limit for deer, but withdrew it when it became clear that the Board of Game was not going to support Meyer's proposal. Unlike Meyer, Johnson did have a horse in the race, with a 4-decade career in guiding on the ABC Islands. The board kept Johnson at the testimony table for a few minutes just to hear his opinion on the issue. Johnson didn't disagree with state biologist Steve Bethune. He didn't sense any urgency to lower the bag limit, but he felt the 4-deer limit was probably more cautious.
I always felt the 4-deer limit held the test of time. Times have changed. The department has got different concepts of what's happening around. I don't want to interfere. It's above my level. But I can say that Steve's right. It's the winters. that play the biggest role.
Nevertheless, the State Board of Game unanimously voted down the proposal to reduce the sport bag limit for deer on Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichikov Islands. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.